What about selection of the chemotherapeutic regimen?
I just do this derivative of the fact that we knew, and we've known for the past 10 years with great surety, that chemotherapy improves survival in non-small cell. Yes, this does translate into the fact that this is good for adjuvant chemotherapy and probably for neoadjuvant as well. So to me, the best regimen that you can give the patient, the better. I give just 3 cycles of adjuvant or neoadjuvant. I really think that these small differences, and they are small, of giving cis, of giving the agent that you like that goes with it, are really quite reasonable, that you want to pick the very best regimen. You're only talking about 3 cycles, and that we're only talking about an absolute benefit of 3 to 4%. So I think we need to leverage that as such. I think it's still your choice of the chemo that you like. You can choose any chemo that you want, but the better the chemo, overall, in the long run, I believe that that will prove to be the better result.
Right now, even though perhaps we don't have the data to really define an optimal regimen, do you have any sort of gut feeling in terms of, you know, you have a 50-year-old patient who's perfectly healthy and wants the best possible therapy? Any thoughts about what that might be?
Well, in my view, it's cisplatin at 75 to 80 per meter squared, because it's not the dose of platinum, it's the dose intensity. Every 3 weeks, not every 4, 75 to 80 every 3 weeks, based on a meta-analysis by Harry Raftopoulos at Columbia, and for about 3 cycles, added to your favorite drug. If you like vonorabine, which is one of the best studied agents there, that's perfectly fine to give that on a weekly basis. If you like gemcitabine, day 1 and 8 seems to be reasonable. If you like docetaxel, every 3 weeks seems to be very reasonable. Even though there aren't adjuvant studies with docetaxel. Again, the better the chemo, the more likely it is to have real benefit. And if people like carboplatin regimens, fine, but I do see these small differences of cis versus carbo that I want to take advantage of in my practice.
Let's talk about stage 3 disease. How do you think that these patients should be approached?
Yeah. So if we're talking stage 3, one of the choices, of course, is adjuvant, which you and I have been discussing, which shows an advantage and appears to show an advantage in stage 3. In the IALT study, the largest one, stage 3 patients actually got the largest benefit, which, Neil, was something that you would have predicted. And that is kind of interesting.